And we are really happy to have a brand new restaurant on the show. Acapulco Restaurante Mexicano, or Mexicano. Maybe that's the correct way to pronounce it, Sam?
Yeah, that is.
Sam Leon, right?
Correct.
Sam Leon from Acapulco Restaurant in Stillwater here. And brand new restaurant. So thankful that Sam could take time to stop by. And we're going to talk a little bit. We've got some big events coming up, but we want to talk a little bit to familiarize folks with the menu. Obviously, Mexican menu with the enchiladas and the wraps and the, how do I pronounce that?
The enchiladas or the wraps or the antojitos.
Antojitos.
Yeah, and that just means appetizers.
You know, and I've been to Mexico, I don't know how many times, and I can say si and uno, dos, tres, and that's about it.
How about tequila? Can you say tequila?
Tequila, I can say, yes.
Cerveza, Reese.
Cerveza. There you go, Sarah. Cerveza. Well, this is a fabulous menu. I was just looking at it about a half an hour ago. Lunch menu as well as the a la carte menu and the dinner menu. Let's talk about the lunch menu. And I always like to ask this of the restaurateurs when they come in. Do you have a particular favorite? Or, I mean, obviously you like everything on the menu or it wouldn't be there. But do you have a particular favorite or is there one thing that your customers really enjoy?
We'll start off with my favorite. Okay. My absolute favorite is the Yucatan grilled chicken. And the reason it's my favorite, I love the way it's prepared and the flavors. What we do with that chicken, we marinate a chicken breast overnight in a garlic milk sauce. And the next day we take it out, we grill it on demand. We top it off with a salsa verde, a little bit of shredded cheese, so it comes nice and melted on the plate, served with the rice and beans. And we also serve it with tortillas, so you kind of make your own tacos with it. And It just has a ton of flavors, and it's my favorite.
When you say chicken and then you say garlic, you've got me. Well, I would imagine that's probably one of your customers' favorites as well. These recipes are, how authentic are these?
Some of these recipes actually come back from the family. We have, right now 9 restaurants, but realistically, our family has close to about 1,000 restaurants, and not just here. I mean, you know, here is mainly the family, and we also have some cousins that have other restaurants. But down south, there's a ton of restaurants that are owned the majority by the same people that came from this little town in San Jose, Jalisco.
Wow, that's amazing. A lot of history there.
It is, yeah.
Big
yeah.
family, I'm taking.
It's a huge family, yeah. I'm one of 9 kids that live up here in the Twin Cities, and we all partake in the business. My job itself, I'm in charge of operations for the company, and then we pretty much all... We've all been put into the right fit for each brother or sister. For example, I have a brother who's a CEO, and my sister, she's the buyer for the company. I have other. He's worth his weight in gold because he got certified in HVAC, and anything that breaks down, anything mechanical that breaks down, he fixes. And so that's wonderful. You know, we haven't had to pay a bill for a long time for HVAC.
That works out real well. Oh. Everybody has their own specialty at the restaurant.
Absolutely. We love it.
Well, a lot of soups and salads, whether folks are just looking for a great taco salad or fajita salad, the Santa Fe salad, and folks can get things a la carte. As I said, you've got wraps, quesadillas. Let's talk a little bit about the dinner menu. Just looking here. Oh, looking at lunch menu. Okay, lunch menu. And then you have a lot of specialties on
yeah,
the menu
we do.
As well.
I would probably say the number one seller on this is right now it's kind of they fight between the wet burrito, which is a big tortilla, and we stuff it with nothing but comfort food, you know, meat, rice, beans, and cheese, and then we top it off with our mole enchilada sauce, and then of course shredded cheese. We flash it in the oven, and so you get a nice hot plate.
Ooh.
And the number two or the second item that they fight for number one would be our chimichangas, and we offer those in a pulled chicken breast, also a birria style shredded beef or seafood chimichanga, and of course it's topped off with cheese sauce and served with rice.
Well, I'm just looking and again, excuse my ignorance as far as some of the Spanish words on the menu. I can figure out what they are. I can't really pronounce them all. But if folks are just looking for something truly authentic, or, you know, a burrito or a chimichanga, but you have got steak, got cheeseburger, got chicken strip dinner on the menu.
We do. We actually offer a 10-ounce an Angus ribeye steak, and of course we cook it to order. And if you want to get a little wild, we also have the Timoteo steak, and that one we top it off with sautéed onions and some fried jalapenos on top. Give you a little kick.
Well, I have to. I love Mexican food. Like I said, I can't pronounce hardly anything. And I've been to Mexico many, many times all over the country. And once you've had authentic Mexican food, and I'm not talking Taco Bell in town here, but once you've had the authentic, it's just like, it doesn't compare to the other restaurants.
Yeah, you're right.
So, and, you know, made from scratch recipes, the way it sounds, the way you're describing what goes into the making of these dishes. It's a real treat and something I think everybody is going to enjoy. And like I said, and if somebody wants a steak or a burger, they can get that too. So pretty much something for everyone on the menu.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have specials during the week as well. Wednesday, we have our Wine Lovers Night. You get bottles of wine half off. Mondays, we have our 75-cent tacos. I believe Tuesdays, we have our 34-ounce Monster Margaritas for $5. So there's a lot for everyone.